so. Coby White.
Oh, I wouldn't be mad at Coby White.
Maybe Halliburton. He was good last year already, but like he took a step to superstar
Kobe
this
White,
year.
Coby White or Maxey?
Was it not Halliburton? I thought Halliburton did get it. Yeah.
Coach of the year should be the guy from
Dagenal.
From the
Markkanen
the Thunder. The Thunder. Yeah.
Mark Dagenal is going to win Coach of the Year, 100%.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in the
no
one
doubt.
Seed. Ain't no way Mazzulla wins it.
No.
All respect to him.
No.
Not winning.
It should be Dagenal.
I mean, I feel like MVP is real. Rookie of the year, everyone knows it's Wemby now.
Yeah,
like what?
Locked.
It would be crazy. I think Wemby at this point is like arguably the best defensive player in the league. I mean, he's leading the league in blocks by a substantial amount, by 1.5 blocks at this point. That's some crazy stuff. Gobert is the corner.
He doesn't have the most though.
Cumulatively, I don't know.
I think Şengün has the most blocks.
But like per game, Wemby is like significantly ahead of everyone else. He's averaging like 4 blocks a game, which is unheard of. But you know, like Wemby is probably a top 2 defensive interior player in the league now. Behind like him and Gobert, I think he's better than Gobert defensively now. But you can't give him the award over Gobert for this 1 year, just because Gobert is in the one seed. His team is the best defense in the league outside of the Celtics, maybe.
Yeah, Wemby 3.5 blocks a game. The closest Walker Kessler 2.5.
It's like that's a significant amount.
3.5 blocks a game is crazy. It's almost one each quarter.
Oh. By the way, this is Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Ever Tufts Freeform Radio. We're on at a miscellaneous time every week.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us possibly on at 5 in the morning on Saturdays.
You'll find Jonah.
This is a little dirty secret. I've actually never been to that time slot, but I have to go once just to like prove to the WMFO people that like I love
it.
I could do it. I really could.
It's a testament to your love for the game as well.
I don't know if I'm going to talk ball at 5 a.m., though.
Do you love ball so much that you will talk it at 5 a.m.?
I might have to talk it.
Friday, Saturday morning?
I might just come in and just start rambling topics. Like, let's talk about asteroid mining.
Asteroid
let's talk
mining,
about
yeah.
particle.
Do a whole hour, 5 a.m. Saturday morning, asteroid mining.
Asteroid
dinosaurs.
Hours.
Get someone who's really committed to call it.
I low-key love talking about random topics on here.
I do too.
You want to talk?
That's just a podcast.
Yeah, but at this point, like, I feel like that's the problem. We can't be these, like, four dudes. Can't say white dudes.
No, we can't.
We can't just have a podcast.
The norm of kids on Instagram just sitting down talking about crap.
The only thing I've been considering doing, like when we get the actual time slot, I might start having like professors on here and just talking. I would actually do that, like interviewing,
talking ball
with professors. Oh my god,
what professor here?
No.
The best
grandpa,
ball
get grandpa.
You know grandpa Paul. from Luca, you know Grandpa? Yeah, I told him to come on the show. We're going to get like Tufts basketball players on, Tufts basketball coaches on. There's a sports sociologist at Tufts.
Really?
I get her on. I might take her class next year.
What class is that?
Sports sociology. Yeah. She wrote a whole book on the significance of sports injuries.
Whoa,
and what they mean.
What is this?
She also wrote a book on like gendered violence and mixed martial arts, which I didn't know was a thing.
Oh my god, sports sociology, there it is.
I might take that class, it looks cool. I don't know her name, but Weinberg, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Jill Weinberg.
Jill Weinberg.
If you're ever
listening.
Yeah, Jill, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Talk about sports sociology.
Next fall.
I doubt that she's listening to our show, but if she is.
I didn't know the MLB opening days today.
Anyways, I'd go to a game. Really opening day vibes out today.
That's exactly what I feel like doing
right now. Yucky.
I love a day at the ballpark. When it looks like this, though.
Yeah, nothing like a good old day at the ballpark.
Yeah.
We should have my grandpa on to talk about a good old day at the ballpark.
At Ebbets Field.
For 45 straight minutes.
I think we can have him on again, though. We should have all of our grandparents on the show. Talking.
I like that.
We should have all of them on at once. Get them on a conference call on our phone.
That would be a nightmare to figure out with phones, though.
We add them all to a conference call and just have the phone plugged into the aux here.
That would just be a whole lot of what? What'd you say? What?
That would be so funny. Just the elders show.
Whose grandpa are you?
Whose grandpa are you? We should try to get Sunil Kumar on the show.
Yeah.
Ask him questions about that. Like, just ask him hilarious questions. Be like, Sunil, What is your favorite building at Tufts, and what sentimentality is it?
Top 10 Tufts buildings.
Give a top 10 list of your favorite DeWitt
bathrooms.
Your favorite bathrooms at Tufts.
That's a great question.
You want to go around the horn? I know mine is. Mine is the Tisch bathroom, the one with like the chair in it.
Bugging.
What's the point of that?
You're bugging.
The one with a desk in it?
Though. That one is cruel.
Yeah, actually, I take that back. Also, because when you're doing your business in there, you can't go number two in there because there's always someone waiting.
All right. There's always someone waiting.
No, we can talk about this. That's like the most hilarious thing. The walk of shame when someone exits the bathroom.
You pray you don't see them next 30
minutes. You make that little eye contact with them because they know what they did. They know that crime that they committed in there.
That's why when I walk, I just kind of like fan the door like four times. So I won't even like any suspicion. Like, even if it does smell, I wouldn't know. Even if it didn't smell.
Fan the door.
Yeah, just kind of take it a few times.
Oh my God. I don't like the Joyce Cummings Center bathrooms.
Okay. Why not? They're nice. Mm.
Because I often like go into the bathroom to blow my nose, and the JCC bathrooms don't have tissues.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I have to use the toilet paper, which disintegrates in my hands. Doesn't work.
What is the point of that?
Mm. I mean, sustainability,
I've heard a lot of people say Fletcher bathroom. Fletcher's elite. No,
which good. Ones, though?
I don't know, but I know that there's one single stall in Fletcher that's just elite, apparently.
The Fletcher bathrooms are a pretty good spot.
There's some good ones in Granoff.
I agree with that. There's some solid ones.
No one is ever in like the back alleys of Granoff or like the back rooms. Like,
yeah. What other buildings are there? I'm not going to say my spots. I'm keeping them.
Your spots.
I'm keeping them. Well, I'm trying to think of like some good, like some really solid ones. But
Barnum. Barnum has some spacious.
Oh, great shout. Those are nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could say it. I think we could say that one.
Which one?
The one here.
The WMFO bathroom.
If you can get in.
It's an exclusive spot. It's one where you know you'll have solace.
And there's nice writing on the walls.
Music often playing.
It's a great experience.
Great experience. You feel like you're in a home when you're in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about something other than bathrooms. I don't know if you guys have anywhere to be, but we could go for another hour if we don't get kicked.
No, I don't have class till 4:30, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to hoop because I have class at 4:30.
Wait, you're hooping like right after?
Yeah, I mean, I have class at 6, so until
then, I might pull up at 4:30.
All right, yeah, I'll be there probably. Right.
I'm gonna play a song real quick.
Yeah.
Give us a breath to speak to.
Cue the music.
Yeah, I'll just play some music. Let's see what we're working with. I'll play
Wait, you're just gonna pick a random one? Oh,
no, I can't play the Dune music.
Do you want a suggestion?
I'll just play some random stuff.
We're doing a one song break?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll give you another song to play after. But yeah. Alright, Airball will return.
From all the fellows at Airball, this is us signing off. This was Airball. We will be back.
See you guys.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.
sorry for miscommunications and force-fed sympathy. I'll rest in the garden with roots so and the reeds, safe from human frequencies.
Listeners, this is Mia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I apologize for being like 10 minutes late, but the amazing DJs before me kept on playing the show, so hope you guys enjoyed. To be quite honest, I did not really plan my show today. Maybe it's because I'm all over the place, maybe it's because I just feel like going with the flow today. I have like maybe half of a show planned, half of the songs planned. Background noise. So we'll just see what happens, see how it goes. Oh, this is Take a Bite, by the way. After a brief 2-week hiatus because of spring break and nice weather, I just had to go enjoy. That last song was Maggie Rogers' Resonant Body, and I think I was listening to it earlier today on my walk, maybe out of class or on the way to another class. I was just, I don't know, it very much fit the day today. It's rainy, it's cloudy, it's quiet, it's a little bit sluggish, but I feel like those kinds of days also put me at peace, and so that's what that song meant for me. My next song is playing. Oops. The next song is John Vincent III. That's Just the Way It Is, Babe. And then we'll just see how my vibe goes from there. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, hey, let's leave this whole thing behind. Buy ourselves some land, baby, and act like we own it. Somewhere down south where the skies feel like home. Outside town, parcels are big and wide, so we could go walking. Nobody else in sight, it's just the way it is, babe. One and two and three till we see the light shine down on us, shine. Fall from heaven or fall from grace, I don't know. It's gonna hurt the whole way down. So let's go walk into the light. Take a couple on the chin. Nobody else in sight. That's how it's gotta be, babe. That's just the way it is. nothing to see here till it all starts to burn. Watch it fill the sky like wildfire. Back roads and highway signs that bring us back around. Trek through miles and miles of misty morning rain, 'cause it's not often we get to go walking. Inside. Oh, honey, it's just you and I. I'd take a couple on my chin, long as you by my side. That's all I really need, babe. You're all I really need, babe. That's all I really need, babe. You're all I really need, that's all I really need.
I just realized that that was also a song that I listened to on my walk to class this morning, which, by the way, was at like, oh, maybe I was late, so it was at 9 a.m., maybe. That I was, I think I was listening to my day list, and so that means that Spotify knew that it was raining here, so Spotify knew where I was. Maybe, I don't know. I think that it said rainy something morning something, as as one's day list does. So that was reminding me of, I'm doing a little plug here, just warning you, of an article in the most recent Observer issue written by Chloe Thurmgreen. Shout out my co-copy editor, lead copy editor, about Spotify and data and privacy and all that jazz. It's really interesting stuff, and obviously made a very lasting impact on me because I just thought about it out of the blue. Maybe despite Spotify tracking where I am and knowing the weather here, that's a really good song, and it really fit my walk in the morning and honestly put me in a great mood, even though it's such a sluggish day, which usually kind of kills my happy vibe. It made me very calm. Yeah, that's all. The next song is Big Thief, Mythological Beauty, which also I just discovered for some reason. I don't know why I didn't know the song before, but it's really good. I feel like all the songs I play on the show are songs that I have listened to, maybe on a walk, just like in my headphones. It has to be in my headphones, just because like being immersed in that, in music in that way, is like, I don't know, that's just how I listen to music. And so sometimes even when I'm sitting in the studio here playing songs, you know, I could listen to the stuff over the monitors like in the room, but I end up putting on the headphones and kind of immersing myself in the music in that way. So maybe you guys should too. Okay, this is Big Thief.
Outside of ordinary.
Decided that this show is gonna be me talking in between every song because I don't have that many. Well, so far, I have to complain about the next song. Not about the next song, whatever. The next song is "Farewell" by Hozier from his new EP, which is really good. It's one of the more sad ones, which is just happens to be what I'm playing today because of the rain. But I have to complain because a certain someone I know lives in North Carolina and bought a ticket to see him in concert for like $30. And as you may know, in Boston, when he came here, it was like $300 resale, maybe even more than that. And I was just upset, which is so privileged of me to be upset. But seriously, yeah, I would pay $30 to go see him. I would pay $300 too, but I didn't. But I'm sure it'll be a really good show. Really good music. Really good feeling. So I'm just, I think about it every day. I'm like, I wish I lived in a non-college city where I could see him for $30. But maybe it's also because, I don't know, of the demographic of people who live here. I really have no clue. Which is, yeah, another thing in and of itself. But what I'm saying is that we should get Hozier to come to Spring Fling. And so I can see him for free. Yeah. Anyway, I'll play him now. And then we'll keep it moving. This is "Farewell" from his new EP. What's the EP called? Wait, I don't even know. Something. I'm sure you can look it up. Or it'll show up on the ID of the song. Alright, this is Hozier. Thank you. Awesome. Love that song. It makes me feel things. I don't know why. So now it's time for me to teach you something. You know, that part of the show. Anyway. Ready? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. I was thinking that I pick my PSAs based on like the little pictures that they have on the sheet, and this one has little cartoon pictures that are colored in of vegetables like a carrot. I think that one's an onion, a tomato, a mushroom, broccoli maybe. And they're really cute. They have little arms. Yeah. But I was also thinking about gardens and things. And I used to have a little garden in my backyard when I was a kid. Like my mom had kind of the big garden, then we made a little miniature garden for me because I wanted to participate. And honestly, I don't know if it produced any food ever, but I think I had a good time. I painted the boards that were framing it, and I planted some things, probably dug up some dirt. I was a real dirt kid. But also I was thinking about the last part of the PSA talking about pesticides and chemicals, and I read this really interesting book about American meat production. Ugh, I know, so disgusting. It's by Ruth Ozeki, who's probably my favorite novelist right now. And it's just so disgusting and eye-opening. And also, we're having class registration right now for the next fall, and there's a class that I saw called American Meat, and it sounds really interesting and right up my alley. So maybe I'll take it and talk more about the American meat industry and meat production on the radio for all of you to listen to, because I know that's exactly what you tuned in for. But you know what? That's what you get when you decide to listen to Take a Bite. Anyway, the next song is Portrait 400 by Arlo Parks, which is something I've really gotten into in the past week or so. So yeah. After that Hozier song, we're kicking up the vibe a little bit, is what I've decided to do, because I didn't plan this before, if you can't tell. All right, this is Arlo Parks.
ditch and I suffer for the sky that you shut night and tight. You smell like burnt hibiscus, I still feel blessed even when you're bitching. You stole my spine for a minute, so I cut my hair just to make you smile. Making rainbows out of something painful. Getting fried is how I'm dodging gravestones. Making rainbows out of something painful.
All I have to say about this next song is that I'm so overjoyed that Joni Mitchell's music is back on Spotify. And if you didn't know, here's an announcement. Joni Mitchell's music is back on Spotify. And I totally forgot until I asked one of my friends in class, oh, do you have any recommendations for my radio show? And they said, Joni Mitchell's music is back on Spotify. I was like, yes, oh my gosh, it is. But then I had a panic moment because it wasn't adding to my playlist. That was terrifying. I was like, oh, Joni Mitchell's music is back on Spotify, but I can't play it on my radio show. Then what is it even for? But anyway, decided to go with a classic. This is Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell, whose music is back on Spotify.
Put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
Tell the man I'm coming.
I didn't talk before that song, and now it feels weird for me to be doing something unevenly and not consistently. I'm really sorry, you guys. That was Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. I guess I didn't talk because I didn't really have anything to say, which, you know, it's better for me to be quiet when I don't have anything to say. And also, I think I found enough songs to cover the hour, but what I was gonna say, nothing. I don't think I was gonna say anything. I'll just let the music speak for itself. The next one is The Greeting Committee's Pull It Together. So nerve-wracking to not plan my show because, you know, I like to have control over things, and me not planning my show means that the songs that I'm picking, I don't really necessarily remember how they go, and I'm not, like, you know, screening them before I put them on air. So it's just a little bit of, like, an adrenaline surprise when they play and I'm like, oh yeah, that is a good song, or oh yeah, that does fit the vibe. So I feel like so far I'm doing really good. Also, I remember what I was gonna say before, is that I used to have Apple Music instead of Spotify Premium. Ugh, I know, right? Because my family paid for it. And I switched over because Apple Music just, like, sucks. But the one thing I liked about it that was better than Spotify Premium was the fact that it had, like, your history of what you just played. And Spotify had really had no way to do that, like, on the app while you're just listening to music on your phone. But I'm on my computer and I think it has that now, which is so exciting. There's, like, a queue and a recently played world tab. Or perhaps that has always happened and I'm just dumb. But I was excited to figure that out, to discover. You really learn something new every day. I have like 3 more songs to play. Oh, I don't know if they're gonna fit. This always happens to me. Like, really, regardless of if I'm 10 minutes late or haven't played my show at all, I always go over. Anyway, the next song is Leah by Seeing Double. Thank you. Alright. We're nearing the end. Oh, we're nearing the end. Oh man, I had such a good closing. Oh, I remember. When I came in 10 minutes late today. Sorry about that, by the way. The people in here asked me, oh, what's your radio show called? I said, oh, Take a Bite. They're like, it takes some explaining. Why is your show called Take a Bite? And I think I've said this before, but I don't really have an answer. But we were joking. And I think the most accurate thing to me is I don't know. It's not, by the way, it's not B-Y-T-E, it's B-I-T-E. So, take a bite, with your mouth. But to me, it's like, maybe each show is like a bite of music or a bite of, I don't know, something. And it's like a glimpse, a snippet, a part, something of a whole that, I don't know. I feel like it goes with the fact that I have different themes every week. That kind of thing, but to me it's just you're taking a bite, and also that it's just one part of a big whole that's interconnected and all that stuff. So there's really not an answer, I just get really philosophical. But anyway, this will be the last song I play. Thank you all for tuning in this week. I'm Mia, this is Take a Bite, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm on every Thursday at 2. Unless it's good weather, then I'll be outside on the lawn. Sorry. Yeah, I hope you guys come back next week. This is The Bottom of It by the Fruit Bats. And you found